this whole concept of paying it forward? Do you know how that whole thing works?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, it was like you pay for the car behind you at Starbucks.
Right. If somebody in front of you paid for your drink, you're expected to pay for the drink of the person behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm starting to think that the whole thing is a scam. And there's a girl on TikTok talking about this. And I was like, yes, sister, because the same thing happened to me that happened to her. Okay. I was at a different coffee shop and not Starbucks. I was at a different coffee shop. And it was one of those lines that snakes all the way down and you order your drink. And then as you're ordering your drink, the person said, oh, the guy in front of you just paid for yours.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want, then they ask you, do you want to pay for the person behind you? Well, I was just getting a black cup of coffee. That's all I was getting. Like literally just a simple cup of coffee. My whole thing was like $3 mm-hmm. with tip. You know, I was like, and they put the pressure on you. It's like, well, I guess I kind of have to now because the guy paid for mine. So yeah, I'll pay for the person behind me. Well, the person behind me was buying drinks for their whole office.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. And it was like a $30 order.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to pay $30 for the person behind me because the guy in front of me paid for my $3 cup of coffee.
Yeah. That guy was an asshole that paid for your drink because now you have to pay for somebody else. Just don't pay then. I don't need your help.
Explain to me, what's the concept of who benefits? Because I didn't benefit in this situation. The girl on TikTok who said the exact same thing happened to her when she was in her car and she got sucked into the whole pay it forward thing. I can see if part of the pay it forward was giving a really big tip to the barista or the person behind the counter, but that's not part of it. It's just paying for the drink order of the person behind you, right?
It's so to bring benefits? Joy and to the person that gets the free drink.
How does that bring joy to my life if instead of paying $2, I'm now paying $30? How does that bring joy to my life?
Well, because you're supposed to go, I guess, well, that's awesome. No, I'm not going to pay for the person behind me because I don't do that.
Well, the girl on TikTok ended up giving her credit card and or whatever she does, app, whatever she does it, and did pay for the person behind her. I said no.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said, well, I guess I got to pay for the person, you know, behind me. And I gave my card and I said, how much? And she was like $32.80. I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Cancel that. There is no fucking way that I'm paying $32 for a stranger. I'll buy that one person her coffee, but I'm not buying her entire order.
Right.
So she had to get the manager over and the manager had to cancel it. And I'm like, that's not my, you should have said to me on the way in, listen, the person behind you just ordered like an entire office worth of stuff. Like, you know, tell a bitch that. Let me know.
Well, it's like it's the same thing as a company now. Like when you go to Best Buy and you go to buy something, the person goes, do you want to donate a dollar to blah, blah, blah? And it's right on the screen. You have to say yes or no on the screen. So I hit no, I look like an asshole because I don't want to give to kids or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
No, I don't want to give. Leave me alone. When you go to Petco, they always have, you want to donate $5 to animals. No, I just want to buy the dog treat that I got and leave.
Right. Like my dog treat thing was $10 and now it's going to be $15. No, here's the thing. What I always say to them, thank you, but no, I like to pick my own charities. I don't like other people deciding where my money's going to go. I'm very charitable. I'm very generous. I volunteer with my dog. I do tons of volunteer work because I like the hands-on approach. You know, instead of just, you know, it's easy to write a check or donate money, but show up at a hospital and help kids or help, you know, do whatever the work you want to do. I think that's harder. I prefer to do that because I feel like that is a better use of my time. I'd rather get my time than my money in that situation. I don't know. I like to pick my own charity. I do have a couple of charities that I do give money to. That's my business.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I give money to. I don't like these stores. It happened the other day at the supermarket. Yeah. It's like, I'm just buying some fucking milk. Now you're like, do I want to give to kids with cancer? So now I hate kids with cancer? No, I have other cancer charities that I give to. And if you, as a store, want to donate, feel free. Go ahead and donate. How much did you give?
Right. There was somebody in a conference room that said, hey, let's go ahead and add that to everybody's thing to see if they want to raise money and it'll make us look good. No, I don't want that.
Right. Then they can put on their mission statement, yeah, we raised $4 million last year for such and such a charity, you know, for dogs with tails.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
dogs with tails gets $3 from me. There you go.
Right. But it's like, did you give the money or is that your customers who gave the money? Because if you gave nothing, then you really didn't give anything.
See, that's the thing. They were just in the boardroom. They decided to start having that promotion and they didn't give any money. They're going to take your money and make you look like crap.
I got some serious shit from my friends because at my wedding. Okay. So the thing in New York when you get married is you give a little gift to everybody. You give a hostess gift kind of thing. You give a bridal gift. So everybody in your bridal party, they get a gift. And then everybody that came to your wedding, they get a gift. They get like a goodie bag, whatever. Well, my ex-husband now, but at the time we were really into Central Park. That was our thing. We gave a lot of money to Central Park Conservancy. Our whole idea was to like, when we die, we're going to buy a couple of benches and put our name on it in memory of. That was our whole thing. So we decided, instead of spending whatever it was, $3,000 on stupid little candles with our name on it that go home with the people, like, thank you for coming to our wedding. Here's a candle that says Cooper and Sean, August 2006, or whatever the hell, I don't even know when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
We donated that money to the Central Park Conservancy in the name of all of our guests. And instead of people saying, what a great idea. That's really nice. I know you guys are real city people. That's pretty cool. I actually had some people say to me, I don't like the fact that you picked my charity.
Mm-hmm.
That is not where I like my money to go. And I said, well, great. The candles were going to be $11 per person. I'll be more than happy to hand you $11 and you can do with it whatever you please. You know what I mean? Like, so it wasn't a gift bag at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to figure out, actually, it would have been $28 because we had the candle thing and some other crap that we said no to. So
Central Park makes their own money. They charged me $30 for a bike.
Actually, no. There's a whole ad thing that's running right now in New York City. They got Whoopi Goldberg and they got a whole bunch of celebrities. Patricia Clarkson. I think Mark Ruffalo does one. They have these ads where... So Whoopi Goldberg pretends to be one of the statues in the fountain. Patricia Clarkson pretends to be a bridge. Mark Ruffalo pretends to be like a grassy knoll. And they say, you know, hi, I'm your bridge in Central Park. I'm in need of repair. COVID was really tough. We didn't make a lot of, you know, then they try to get you to give money to the Central Park Conservancy. It's a whole thing they have running now.